Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams.
You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, dialed into the frequency of abundance, always and in always. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And for the last 5 years, I've obsessively dedicated my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. We truly are more powerful than we can even imagine, and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. Now, I can't tell you which thought leader or topic we'll be discussing in our 30-minute pod, but I do guarantee that in every single episode, you will learn something about your divine power, the collective, and how to attract or manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. So let's get started manifesting your miracle right now. Welcome to Manifesting Miracles. I'm your host, Michelle J. Lamont. I'm a spiritual life coach, a manifestation author, speaker, and today we are going to get right into it because it's so important that you have a structured idea, in a sense, of everything that entails and encompasses manifestation. On your daily grind, on your daily abundance, on your daily manifestation, this is what this show is about. So whether you're just tuning in for the first time and you need to go back and listen to other episodes, feel free to. They're in no order. Somebody else picks the order. They're not one after another, but I do suggest that you listen to number one because it sets the tone for the rest of the episodes. All right. So I want to remind you, and I want to take you to that first time that you ever tuned in or heard about manifestation and kind of reset that clock for you. Manifestation is the art or the craft of creating our reality by deciding exactly what we want. Now, I want to say that one more time. We decide exactly what we want to manifest and attract, and then we have to be okay with what it is that we want to manifest and attract. That means we have to have focus. That means we need clarity. That means that our energy and our actions have to meet the vibration of the abundance that we are looking to attract. Are you with me? I know you are. You're a big, bright, beautiful, beaming light of love, and you're a high vibrational being that is here to spiritually evolve your soul so that you can manifest and attract everything that you came to this teaching planet to learn. And me, I'm your humble host, here explaining to you everything that I've learned, everything that I've done that allows me to live a life I never could have imagined. So the universe is always working to attract everything into our lives. So why not make use of that with daily practices and rituals? And that's kind of what I want to go over today, because there's so many different things that we need to talk about. I'm going to do my very best to make this as short and concise as possible, but not any easier and not any more concise. Now, if you are one of my coaching clients where somebody has a money block, or somebody has a spiritual block, or somebody can't let go, or they need to bring in more abundance, I have them do exactly what I'm going to teach you today. So that way you and I are on the same page, and that you and I are working towards manifesting your desires. See, I'm looking at you through this microphone, and I know what you want. You want happiness. You want freedom. You want joy. You want abundance. You want to feel real and whole and happy. And you should. And you will. Because eventually and definitely, whatever it is for your highest and best good that you want to attract is also looking for you. But let's start, before we decide which rituals and routines we want to discuss, let's discuss if you are in a high vibrational state or if you're in a low vibrational state. What is the difference? All right. If you think, if I move here, my life will be better. If I was wealthier, this would solve all my problems. If he, she, her, they, whichever works for you, was in love with me, then that would make my life complete. If you resonated with any of those core beliefs, then you, my friend, are operating in a low vibrational state. To be a manifesting manifester and attract abundance into your life, you have to already feel abundant. And so these daily practices and routines that I'm going to lay out for you here in the next few minutes, I am going to help you maybe reset, redirect, and concisely align yourself with the vibration of the abundance. See, we are energetic beings. We are made up of energy. And so when our energy is off or out or in a different vibration, we can only attract as we are. Okay? So as we are, where are we? So I thought I would start, and I don't necessarily ever discuss affirmations or mantras, but this is something that I think helps in the beginning when you're trying to manifest. So I'm going to share with you the one that I did and how I did it in the beginning. So for the first 2 years of my spiritual evolution, and if you haven't listened to Rock Bottom, My Suicide episode number 2, I believe, then you may not get this, but I lived in a very negative world where I believed that everything that happened to me was a challenge or a way to make me show somebody that I can do it. I'll teach them. You disregarded me. Ha ha. All right. Well, that's a very negative and limiting belief system. And baby, if that's you, just know right now I'm wrapping my arms around you spiritually and energetically. From my heart to yours, it gets better, and we will do this together, okay? So what does that limiting belief sound like? Well, if those things that I said resonated with you, that this thing happens, you'll be happier, if this thing, then you're out of alignment. And so here are some things that I like. So when I started with an affirmation, I don't like that affirmation, mantra, whatever it is, I always try to find like the easiest way for me to do something, the path of least resistance. I set out to write a mantra. Now, my mantra was very long, and I went to the dollar store and I got dry erase boards, like little chalkboards, and I wrote this down in every room. So no matter which room of my house I was in, I could see it. Now, I live alone. So if you don't live alone, you might have another way of doing that. So my mantra, first, I'm going to tell you 2 different mantras, and then I'm going to tell you a hack. So here it is. I wrote it down on a piece of paper. Normally, I just think off the top of my head, but some of these things I needed to write down today. So here we go. My mantra, which is still kind of my mantra, but not so much, is this. All right, let's get it right there. Okay. I'm a magnet for abundance in all forms, including serving others, gifts, vacations, interviews, love, happiness, and money. That was it. It was written on every single chalkboard. It was written on my mirrors. It was written everywhere. And I would just read it to myself all the time. I am a magnet for abundance in all forms, including serving others, gifts, vacations, interview, love, happiness, and money. Now, a shorter version, or something that you might work that work for you, and you have to create your own version of this, would be something as simple as, today I'll be happy and abundant. Or, today I will live a happy and abundant day. Something that sets the intention for how you want to perceive your day, because you are a magnet for everything in the universe. And what you attract and what you reject is how your life is right now. So if you don't live alone or you don't want everybody knowing your mantra or whatever it is, you're private, I get it. What I did when I was traveling for work or whatever I was doing, just for fun, I would set my alarm 3 times a day. And instead of saying the word alarm or whatever it said, I would put my mantra in there. So 3 times a day, I would look at that phrase. And this is what I have my coaching clients do. So 3 times a day, they are reconnecting and realigning with the highest and the most limitless belief system. Today, I will be happy and abundant all day. Find your words and then enforce them in every way that you can. The next thing that I always suggest and really try to get people to focus in on is your environment, your work environment, and your home environment. Are you surrounded with colors, with words, with visual aids that allow you to feel like your highest and your best self? Or is it the same thing you've always looked at every single day and now you're expecting something different to happen? Well, Einstein said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Baby, you aren't insane, are you? I didn't think so. You're just out of alignment. And so one of the things that I highly suggest is you start by surrounding your space with things that, I don't know, really elevate your dimension, such as plants, positive feelings, positive colors. Sage your office, sage your desk, sage your phone, put incense in your home. Do things to raise that energetic vibration. And these are some of the things, because when you're taking care of something else, get a little fish, get a dog, get a cat, get something. If you don't have children, then get something that you're taking care of in those environments. Because when you're in a stressful situation, you tend to go down to back to your low vibration, which gets you out of alignment, which gets you into the next bad situation, and the next bad situation, and the next bad situation. But I don't want that for you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be manifesting abundance in no time, because you're going to really pay attention to these things. You're going to take notice, and then you're going to create all of these things in your life. And then you're going to message me and be like, this is the greatest podcast I have ever heard. I am manifesting things every single day. Miracles are happening because I already get them right now from people who are listening. So if you're diehards and you're addicted and you're listening over and over again, yes. If you're new, we're going to go right into step three. Step three, listen to my podcast every single day. There is something in my catalog that is going to energize you. It's going to ignite you. It's going to lift you. See, I surround my microphone with crystals and with candles and with incense. I pray and I meditate over the listeners every single day. Because if you're happy and you're content and you're raising your vibration here on the planet, then the collective of us souls, we together are raising our vibration and we are creating a better environment and a better world. If you don't want to listen to my podcast every single day, listen to something about manifestation, about spirituality, about raising your chakras, about raising your intentions, about being in a high vibrational state. Maybe you like to read. I love to read. I read 2 or 3 books a week if I can. Now, if you don't have time and you're busy and you can't do that, get an audiobook. But if you do an audiobook, please, please, please journal after it. In fact, after you listen to my podcast, I want you to journal. The messages did you get? What downloads did you perceive? What vibrations happened during this time? Because something's happening. I know it. I can feel it. Now, the fourth thing, and if you're a TikToker, if you like TikTok, then you'll get this little phrase. But there's this little song that they always play in TikTok. I'm going to hype myself up. I know I can't say it the way they do it. But the fourth thing that I really want you to do is hype yourself up. Okay? Okay. Okay. Yeah. If you are not your biggest cheerleader, if you're not connecting to something that you do phenomenally and you feel so powerful when you do this, then you are always going to be shifting in and out of a vibration of abundance. So what does that mean? Do things that reinforce who you are energetically. Not only moving your chakras, not only connecting with that vibration, but if you really love to bake, but you're an accountant, I want you baking something 3 or 4 times a week, planning it, looking into it. If you're a personal trainer and you just love personal training, but right now you're doing something totally opposite for whatever reason, I still want you to do that. Personal train, volunteer somewhere. Do something that you feel limitless in. Because the more that you connect to your natural vibration of abundance, your natural gifts and talents, the more you'll see that you are gifted and talented in so many ways. And that abundance not only boosts you, but it reignites and reconnects with high vibrational energy. So you, my beautiful divine light energy, you are going to be that magical magnet for yourself. You're the genie and you're the bottle. And so you are going to be attracting unbelievable things. I've gotten so many messages from people, Michelle, I did this and then I got this and then a feather appeared and then somebody rang and I saw 222 and blah, blah, blah. Yes, 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 yes. All of that vibration. Be your own hype person. If you can't really shine in your own mirror, how can you expect anybody else to see that about you? How can you attract that? How can you be a receiver of it? You're like, oh, I really want a XYZ thing. And then I say, okay, hype yourself up about it. And you're like, no, Michelle, I can't do that. You know, that's not really what I can do. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Now, the fifth thing, and I hope I'm not going too fast on these, but I kind of came up with six and I'm trying to do it in an efficient way. So, you know, I hope this isn't too fast for some of you guys. But believe it or not, this one is sounds simple, but it can be hard. And it can be hard because of this reason. You might be doing it one way, but you're not willing to do it another, which leaves you in a limited belief system. It is kindness. Practicing kindness every single day, not only to and for others, but to and for yourself. Because you can't be a giver of abundance and not a receiver. It doesn't work that way. So if you don't know how to really be kind, or you don't have a situation where you can just meet people all the time and practice kindness, do it to animals. Be nice. Get something environmentally friendly for the plants that you're taking care of. Or perhaps it's the animals. Or maybe you light a candle for somebody. Or maybe you pray for somebody that you just saw a terrible story about on TV and you don't know them. You don't have to have the recognition for the kindness to count, but connecting with that abundance and then doing something kind for yourself. Look in the mirror and give yourself a compliment. Damn, you got beautiful eyes. Wow, you're really, really funny. All of these vibrational shifts allow the universe and our higher selves to connect to a vibration of abundance. See, if you can find abundance in this moment, in this time, then everything you already want is on its way to you. And I want you to know that. It doesn't come in the time that we want it, and it definitely never comes the way that we expect it. But it does come, and it's on its way right now. And the least that you resist that urge to go back to your low vibrational state, and you challenge yourself through these new vibrations, the better and the faster that these manifestations will appear. And I'm not saying this because I want you to take my advice. I'm saying this because it is my sole intention to use this podcast to help you. I want you so happy and so abundant and so fulfilled that every single day, it's the best day of your life. Doesn't mean you're not going to have bumps and bruises. Doesn't mean you're not going to have hurdles to overcome, because growth doesn't happen when you're sitting in a warm bath. Growth happens when you get into the freezing cold and you get into the hot sun and things happen. Shit happens. And when shit happens, that shift happens. And you move through those experiences in a much deeper and more intimate way. And I know I might be always talking about doing kind things and bringing kindness to the world. It's only because I was a piece of shit for a long time. And I lived in a vibration of lack, and it's only for me, and what can I do, and what can I get, and how can I con somebody or manipulate somebody into giving me what I want? And I am so over believing in anybody's ability to not be able to change. It's not really changing. It's more about an evolution. Because when you understand that you are here for a path and a purpose, it becomes very clear to you how important it is to be a conduit for joy, happiness, and laughter for everybody, for yourself, for your neighbors, for your people that you perceive as enemies. And because everybody is here for an intention and a purpose, we have to be able to say that even in the worst type of person or in the worst situation possible, we can find some purpose and some reason that they're here that benefits all of us. Because you are a giver you have to be a receiver. You want to give big, but you don't want to receive big? That's a low vibrational limiting thought system. And the sixth and most, not most important, but one of the practices that are equally as important is going to be this one thing. Each and every day, I need you to take 2 minutes, 20 minutes, two hours if you can do it, and literally dream. Dream so deeply that you can activate those emotions. Dream in a way that you can almost, if you were looking at a sunset and you were thinking about a dream life where you woke up every day and you could hear the ocean, let's say, or you woke up every day and you heard the hustle and bustle of downtown Manhattan. Dream so deeply you can almost smell what the ocean smells like, and you can hear the horns from the taxis and the people shuffling down the street in Manhattan, and you're getting off on the subway and you're gonna go to Battery Park, and you can imagine every single emotion attached to this dream, because it's not a dream. It's your timeline that you're ready and waiting to get aligned with. Everything that we need, everything that we want, it already exists. It's just not in alignment of our lives. There isn't something that we have to invent. There isn't something we have to go discover. But if you want to be an archaeologist, or, you know, you want to go be an astronaut, then I guess there is something that you have to discover and just explore in that way. But for the great majority of us, we want to be free. Free to pursue our dreams, to live a life of happiness, of joy, of abundance, to wake up and feel like we're enough every single day. And if right now that vibration seems like a foreign country to you, then I'm telling you that these six daily practices and routines and rituals are going to shift your life in a way that you could never even imagine. Okay? Because the universe is based on this law of attraction, meaning it's one of the 11 principles, but meaning when we are in a high vibrational energy state and we are aligned with our truest and best path, everything that happens to us, we can see a purpose in. Everything that happens to us, we can see the reason behind it. We may not like it. It may hurt. It may cause us a temporary shift. But in the long run, these things don't trap us, don't contain us, don't remove our vibration, don't keep us limited, don't keep us small. And I don't mean famous, and I don't mean revered. Small, I mean limiting belief. Small, I mean sacrificing your happiness for gazpacho soup when you really want tortellini, chicken, I'm trying to think of chicken noodle soup. I don't want you living in that vibration of lack, not one more second. You know why? Life is 2 seconds. Right now, I'm living in the year 2020, and we're going through a time of unprecedented change because we're shifting into a 5D revolution where our spirituality is leading our hearts. And if you're thinking in a low vibrational way and you're always focused in on things that are negative and limiting, then your evolutionary process is going to only manifest more lack, more disappointment, and more low vibrations. You've got to let go of that thought system and ignite and engage in the core vibration of why you are here. You're not here to be a consumer. You're not here to hit quotas. You're here to evolve your soul and to use your precious gifts and talents to be a contributor to our society in a way that nobody but you can. In small and big ways, you're doing that. I just don't know if you're doing it in a high vibrational state or in a low vibrational state. So come up with a good mantra, something that really resonates with you. It can be super small. Create and live in an environment that is conducive to somebody that lives a high vibrational state. Don't watch TV all day. Put on something that is like a high megahertz sound. Play singing bowls. Drink water. Speak kindly. The third thing is listen to something that ignites your spiritual awakening and then reinforces everything that you're doing right now to get to that miracle that you're trying to attract. Because it's on its way to you. I know it. Fourth, hype yourself up, okay? Naturally do something that you think, oh my God, if I get paid to do this, I could do it all day. Do that at least 3 or 4 times a week. I try to do it every single day. Practice kindness. And that starts with you. Be kind to yourself and then be kind to people. Be kind to animals. Be kind to plants. You can pray for somebody and never tell them. You can light a candle of forgiveness for somebody and never tell them. And the sixth thing that I highly recommend is that you activate that desire by sitting quietly for 20 minutes. I say two, but I'm just trying to give you a little bit more. Push that envelope, baby. 2 to 20 minutes every single day. You can do it right before you go to sleep if you'd like. And put yourself in that reality that you are looking to align with. And if you practice these every single day, you're going to start creating a system where high vibrational energy finds you, where opportunities find you, where circumstances elevate you, where you're sitting there saying, is anybody watching this? Is this really happening? Yeah, it is. It's not that difficult to raise your vibration. It's not that difficult to become a limitless attractor of abundance. It takes just as much effort to live how you're living right now as it is to shift over. Did you hear me? Pay attention. I'm going to repeat myself. It's no difference in the amount of effort. You just have to choose. I choose a higher vibrational state. Therefore, I'm not going to get mad that he just honked at me in traffic. Okay? Okay. So I hope that these six practices and rituals have opened up your mind, have expanded your reality, and have helped lift you from a low vibrational state to a high vibrational state, and that you too will be a conduit of greatness in your life. And then you're going to go and tell everybody around you they should listen to this podcast, what they discovered, how they evolved. And if you haven't written a review for me, you're going to go write a review for me. There goes Wayne. And you're going to tell a friend, you're going to share it, you're going to tag, and you're going to do these practices and modalities every single day. And I know it. And I can't wait to hear about what's going on in your life. So go to my website, michellejlamont.com, and tell me everything, okay? Well, I'm Michelle J. Lamont. Until next time, go manifest your miracle today.